This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time you're with me. Hey, a couple things. Head up to the website, okay? I want you to, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll there. You can click the donate button, buy a mug. There's a bunch of stuff you can do to support the show. If you were getting the show via, you know, your smartphone, right, that's great and that's wonderful. But call the local station. Ask them why they don't carry the show. I'm curious. Seriously curious. Just simply ask them, hey, you know, I've got the show. I love the show. Why don't you carry it? If they give you a lousy answer, call me. Let me know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. If you want to be alerted by text, the show's coming up, just simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. All right. There's just so much going on. We'll do a little bit, we'll cover a little bit of the clown circus today, or the circus, I don't even know what to call it anymore, because you can't call it a hearing. You know, I was listening to it, I didn't listen to it long, but I mean, the bottom, if Shifty Schiff is going to keep stopping you from asking questions or asking questions of the witness while you're trying to ask questions of the witness. You know, I heard one representative today, and we'll play a little later, who asked a question that only required a yes or no answer, but the person wouldn't answer it that way. And the senator, I mean, the congressperson just said, hey, look, it, this requires a yes or no answer. And Schiff butts in and said, no, I'll let her respond. I'll let her respond to the full thing and on your time as well. So it became a dictatorship. Can you imagine if a Republican did that to a Democrat? I mean, watch Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris or whatever. You should have seen her in her days when she does her thing, when she asks questions. She just walks all over the person. And that's okay. You know why it's okay? Because there's a D in front of their name. That's why it's okay. It's so wrong. You guys all know it's wrong. And I don't care, right or left, if you're being honest, you know it's wrong. Anyway, let's get back to it. The Brett Kavanaugh, this guy, the left, the far left, especially, the thing that bothers me the most with them is they're now blatant about having two sets of rules. Remember, the Kavanaugh, nobody came forward. Or I should say, nobody who came forward is sticking by their story. Remember, the two women said that they lied because they didn't want him to get the nomination. They didn't want him to get confirmed. Right? Ford, Professor Ford, or whatever. Right? She couldn't quite remember if it was him, what day, where it was. Supposedly the party she went to must have had 14 and 15-year-olds because she was probably 15 at the time, if you try to work the numbers. There were two guys there at that party that said Kavanaugh was nowhere near. But the woman, because she was a woman, who couldn't remember days, dates, anything, anything to tie him to it, we're supposed to believe her just because she said so, just because she's a woman with no proof. So protesters sounded Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh on Thursday night. He was at an event in Washington and greeting him with shouts of, "Impeach Kavanaugh!" A lot of these people have just learned this word. They don't know how to spell it, but they learned this word. And they think it's a catch-all word for Democrats to get rid of everybody they don't like for any reason that they might have. Right? I mean, think about it. Impeach him for what? High crimes and misdemeanors while in office? What? That's what it's for, you know. See, if they want to take him or bring him up on charges of something he did 35 years ago, then do what you got to do. But impeachment implies to somebody who's in office for things they've done while in office. But they don't care. They want to use it as a catch-all. Come on, you know that's true. They want to use it as a catch-all. Anything goes. They had a large screen out front replaying the accuser Ford's congressional testimony, thinking that was going to, like, sway him or something. What they should have put up there was every time she made a statement that wasn't true, they should have had a big red X with a, you know, kind of thing. But they won't do that. Why? Because she's a woman. And she's a Democrat. And she's going after somebody that they hate. See, when they hate you, they'll do anything. They do it to me. I love it. I was at an official function and somebody said, you know, they're trying to Kavanaugh Messina, if you would. Recently, I'm not going to give you all the details because I don't think it's the right thing to do, but I was involved or part of or affiliated with what went on down at Saugus High School, and our hearts and prayers still go out to those parents. And because of comments I made to the news reporters that they didn't like, or didn't like the way I said them, or something, I don't know, they are twisting the words as they do, blowing them out of proportion as they do. And even though 95% of what I've got has been positive and real and thanked me for those words of encouragement, the 5% of the loons, the 5% of the haters will parse and split and respell and reword the sentence to make them happy, to help them sleep at night. That's what hate does to you, you know. When you're that hateful towards another person or another thing, you will lie, cheat, steal, make it up as you go, just to hang that person. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey guys, it's Sue Kostner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. I want to just jump right back into it because this is infuriating. I mean, the Democratic Party, I've got a bunch of friends in the middle, so I'm not including them, but the hard left. The Democrat Party on the left especially, they have become the party of let me yell the loudest. Let's keep pushing to remove every Republican we can get our hands on. And even Democrats that don't hold exactly the hardcore, same left policy or mindset that they have. And they're going to impeach and remove and yell at and protest. This is what they. This is kind of what they've been doing for like 4 years solid. See, under Obama, when we had a complaint, we didn't smash windows, throw eggs at people, right? We didn't do all that. But they do. We didn't try to impeach Obama for 8 years. And not that we didn't have reason to. Right? There was even talk about it once or twice. But you knew you wouldn't get any help from the Department of Justice. It's classic for them to keep calling it Trump's Department of Justice, that they're corrupt, right? I mean, come on. This is truly, this is a Twilight Zone marathon right now. When you think of everything the DOJ didn't look at, didn't take up, didn't go after under President Obama, it's sad. It's really sad. So this is kind of what we can expect now, right? If the Dems get back in power again, it's going to be nothing but like a communist regime. I mean, Bernie's talking about adding AOC to the team. Can you imagine? The demonstration outside the annual Federalist Society Gala, where Kavanaugh was a featured speaker, it continued a string of public harassment against conservatives. Right? I mean, in restaurants. Don't you love that? Yeah, the Peace Party. The Democrat Peace Party, right? Maxine Waters. Remember when she told everybody, you know, I don't care where they are, restaurants, schools, shopping, wherever. Right? You get up in their face everywhere. That sounds like a real peaceful protest mindset, doesn't it? The screen was playing Ford's testimony, which she accused Kavanaugh. Accused. Here's a key word. Accused Kavanaugh of sexual assault. When they were teenagers, it was on a truck rolled up in the event by a liberal activist group, demand justice, even if the person is not guilty. See, for them, justice is not really taking the law, applying the law, right? And finding somebody guilty or innocent based on them. No, to them, justice is, we say you are, therefore you must go. That's how they feel. That's what they believe. Kavanaugh has repeatedly denied the allegations and was confirmed to the Supreme Court in October 2018. Right? Kavanaugh apparently thinks 1 year is enough time for the public to forget about his shame of a confirmation proceeding. That's the executive director of Demand Justice. Well, here's the thing. The guy's name is Brian Fallon. Yo, Brian! Why don't you bring us some real proof? Okay? Real dates, real proof. Not just accusations. Right? I mean, seriously. You guys love to deal with accusations when it's on our side. When it's on your side, it's a whole different animal. Right? The more the public presence he asserts, the more damage he does to the court's legitimacy. These guys, this is just great. This is truly, I'm telling you, Trump derangement syndrome is real. They cannot deal with life. They really can't deal with life over the fact that he's president. It was a lot of us who couldn't stand that Obama was president. You know what we did? We went to work every day. That's the first speaking engagement he's had since he was confirmed to the court. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's given him high marks as being a good justice. They don't care about that. Once inside, Kavanaugh spoke to a more supportive crowd, over 2,000. He said, I signed up for what I knew would be an ugly process. Maybe not that ugly, but my friends didn't. And yet, in the midst of it all, they stood up and they stood by me. Kavanaugh added that he's optimistic about the future of America and our independent judiciary. You know, it's really funny, again, when I think of what they do to me. There's no... You know, the proofs that they bring forward or the words that they bring forward are always spun the way they want them spun to make it sound terrible. You know, and after a while, you just it's just like calling somebody, oh, what is it, yelling fire, right, or screaming wolf, or whatever the terminology is, or whatever the example is. After all, it doesn't mean anything. It falls on deaf ears. They don't realize that someday they will have a legitimate beef. Someday they will have real evidence and real proof that somebody's done something horrendous, nobody's going to listen to them. Because they've been running around screaming fire with no smoke, no anything, in the middle of an ocean. And nobody's going to believe them. And they never come up with anything. I mean, it's a mountain of evidence in their mind. Look at what's going on right now with the impeachment. Not one witness have they brought forward that have actually said that they've seen anything that's an impeachable offense. It is falling apart in front of their faces, and they don't know what to do about it. And Schiff, the more out of bounds he goes, the more people see it. You know, today he accused the president of witness tampering because of a tweet he sent out. But here's the thing. Witness didn't see the tweet. Didn't even know about the tweet until, come on, ready? Ready for this? Until Adam Schiff read it. So that was witness tampering. When Adam looks at his phone, looks at the witness and said, you need to know what the president said about her. No, he doesn't. She doesn't need to know what the president said about her. She doesn't need to know what any tweet is saying about her. And if you read it to her, Mr. Schiff, aren't you witness tampering, basically? Letter Leo, Executive Vice President of the Federalist Society and White House advisor on judicial appointments, and he thought that Kavanaugh was teaching the audience a lesson about persistence. Yes! Listen, my friends. Some of you listen to the show. I know somebody in particular who ran for office based on what I kept saying on the show. Like, keep your mouth shut and run. Stop complaining about your city council. Stop complaining about your school board. Stop complaining about your county officials and run. Get involved, get engaged, get with somebody who knows how to do it, and run for office. It isn't that hard. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. More on Kavanaugh when we come back. And definitely, you know, Dem double standards, I could do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. Very simple. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminess. The Luminess anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Day two of public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump featured a career diplomat, Marie Yovanovitch, said she felt threatened by the president as she detailed the story of being abruptly recalled from her post as U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine. Then the president attacked her with a tweet The president's tweet said everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went turned bad, pointing to the time she spent in war torn Somalia and in Ukraine, where Trump said the new Ukrainian president spoke unfavorably about her. Yovanovitch disagreed.
I actually think that where I've served over the years, I and others have demonstrably made things better, you know, for the U.S. as well as for the countries that I've served in.
He also defended his decision to pull her from her post, arguing the U.S. president has the absolute right to appoint ambassadors who serve, quote, at the pleasure of the president. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved. Please be engaged. Please, really, seriously. We want you involved. We want you engaged. I want you part of the solution. And the only way you do that is you get engaged. You find out what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kavanaugh, they're beating on Kavanaugh again. I don't know. Maybe can we get them jobs? Or maybe this is their job. Maybe like you're finding out what's going on in England. Maybe they're paying these protesters against Kavanaugh. But the thing that scares me the most, or concerns me, I should say, is the fact that they really believe that they can impeach Kavanaugh on hearsay. Right? On what they believe to be true. Come on, I mean, give it some serious thought. There's nothing. They're nothing. They've come up with nothing. And the people they had as witnesses, or they claim were witnesses, they're not there. It's not real. You know, again, I said, two of them, one of them I made fun of. And the left came unglued on me. How dare you do that to somebody, you know, who was put in such a position. Remember the woman? I can't think of her name right now. Some of you will send it to me, I'm sure. Remember the woman who said that she was inviting people to these parties where she knew girls were either being raped or being forced to have sex or drunk and forced. I mean, whatever way you want to put it, she didn't say raped. She knew they were being taken advantage of. She was bringing them there. Doesn't that, you know, in the real world, that would make her an accessory, would it not? She was bringing them there. She was fine with it. She was okay with going to those parties. She was okay with being part of the rape gang, as she kept saying he was part of. Until it happened to her. Then when she became the victim, all of a sudden it was bad, it was wrong. Think of this. It was okay to take other people in this, to take other girls there to be taken advantage of so she could feel like she was part of the team until they turned on her. And then it was wrong. That's how they think. So wrong, isn't it? So bad. It's so wrong. Disagree with me? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Agree with me? 855-REAL-JOE. 732-5563. Really, seriously. It's just wrong. I mean, and rape is not a funny thing. Rape is not something to make light of. But how do they cheapen it? By basically claiming that Ford was raped, this girl was raped. Or I'm sorry, Ford was almost raped. And yet the other two women recanted everything. They weren't there. One of the woman who said that he was part of the rape gang, she said she lied. I didn't tell the truth. And Ford, there's no part of Ford's story that can be corroborated. Not one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, Leonard Leal, the executive vice president of the Federalist Society and a White House advisor on judicial appointments, he knew that Kavanaugh was teaching the audience on how to put up. You know, a lot of us don't want to put up with adversity. We don't want to put up with the nasties. We don't put up with how mean people can get. Well, that's where we are at now. You cannot change it by being nicer to the other person. They don't accept it. They will not back down because they see you as a nice person, if you would. You know, today's culture, all you got to do is stand up for your principles and bang, you're done. You're going to be attacked. So you better be thick-skinned. You better have some courage. You better be willing to stand up for your principles. You better be willing to look at somebody and say, no, we're going to talk about this with Xander later on. I mean, they're trying to make pedophilia normal. It's a normal thing. It's a normal attraction. It's normal for men to be attracted to 11-year-old girls. I don't know where. I don't know how. I don't know when. No, that's sick. That is sickness. In today's culture, when you stand up for certain principles, there you go. You're going to be attacked. You need to have courage. Right? Other conservatives to be targeted by protesters. Think about it. Mitch McConnell. They went to his house. Sarah Sanders couldn't even get a meal in a restaurant. And what egregious thing did she do? She stuck up for the president. She was the president's press secretary. And because they feel that he was nothing more than a liar, that he was just scum, that they had a right to do all that. But, you know, I have a question for you. Did we ever hear a nasty message? Did we ever hear the Clintons being protested? Anybody remember when Billy Bob came out? Here, take a listen.
Now, I have to go back to work on my State of the Union speech. And I worked on it till pretty late last night.
That's right.
But I want to say one thing to the American people.
To the American people.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
That was a lie. Anybody call him out? Even today, how many people really call him out? And you guys that vote for Hillary, what hypocrites you are. When you voted for her, and if you're pushing her to run now and you'd vote for her again, and you have the guts to talk about how nasty the president is because he said he would grab a woman by the crotch, and Billy Bob had to pay women off, women that he had sex with, forcible sex, we call it rape, they wouldn't. He paid them to go away. Mrs. Clinton called them gold diggers, sluts, all kinds of names. And you would hold her up in high esteem. You would try to tell me what great things she did for women. But that's all okay. Is it because they're Democrats? I'm just curious. I want to know what gives them the pass. For some of you who missed it, some of you just joining us. I'm talking about how they're beating up on Kavanaugh. He needs to impeach. He needs to go because somebody who can't prove that they were there or said anything said that he needs to be. But they're willing to vote for Mrs. Clinton, who stuck up for her husband, who belittled and berated the women that he raped, the women that he sexually assaulted. And I would love for Dem to call and try to justify that. Why is it okay? And don't give me this garbage that, well, we're not talking about then, we're talking about now. Here's my comment about that. If you accepted rape from your president back then, if you accepted your president's wife calling those women, you know, sluts, whores, gold diggers, whatever, and then you go vote for her today, you have got no moral ground to stand on. You've got no business calling out this president for saying that he would grab a woman.
I'm very proud of what we've done there.
Now, I have to go back to work on my State of the Union speech.
Now, President Trump needs to get back to work on the tariff issue, right? On working with NATO. He's got so many things to get on, but they don't want him. They don't want him to have one win, which means they don't want the American people to have one win. Isn't that nice of them?
I worked on it till pretty late last night. But I want to say one thing to the American people.
Now, this look of disdain, of anger, this is like your dad looking at you and going, look, I have told you 5 times to not put that car back in the driveway with an empty gas tank. That's the look he has on his face. He is now going to tell us something, and we better believe him or else. Take a listen.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And what did we find out? See, this is, I love this stuff because as they point their finger, calling Trump liar in chief, they worship the defeat of the Clintons, who were 10 times worse than even Obama. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Time on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I just like the song. We are back. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation because I want you informed. I want you engaged. I want you to have a clue. That's really what it boils down to. I need you to have a clue. You know, don't spew the party line. Don't spew the last Twitter comment that went by. Spew reality. You know, Roger Stone today? He got nailed. You know what his big crime was? Did you hear about this? His biggest crime was lying to Congress. That's what they nailed him on. Lying to Congress. Now, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out in my head. Do we know anybody else that might have lied to Congress? Right? And when you think about how many times Hillary Clinton, Comey, and we can go on and on with this, right? How many times they lied to Congress and totally got away with it? Nobody called them out. They're not going to go to jail for 50 years. Right? But there's no double system. The law applies equally to everybody. Yeah, let me go gag on that for a while. I don't have time to play all these clips. But, James Comey lied on multiple occasions to Congress when he was in the hearings, even in his official capacity as the FBI director. Right? But nobody wants to talk about that. When you, if they would really honestly open it up, look at Andrew McCabe. Now here's another guy that lied. We could go down the whole list. Hillary Clinton. She lied to the FBI. Nothing on her. So I guess again, depending on who you are, will depend on whether you get to lie. It just amazes me that so many people still believe that it's a fair and just system, because it's not. And I'm not saying that because you or I wouldn't be able to make it, or you or I would have a problem. I'm saying that because look at the top end of those 1%ers, if you would, at the top. They're screaming that they're so blinded by hate for Donald Trump that they have totally dismissed. They have totally given walking papers to, Comey and Clinton, both Clintons. Clapper, McCabe, Peter Strzok and his little honey. All that's fine. No other president would be able to push back like Donald Trump does. None. Because he doesn't care. And not the way some of you on the left are going to spin that. But he doesn't care what you think of him. He doesn't care that you don't think. Look, when President Obama, I know painful for me to say that, but when President Obama said, what was it, about Cuba? And we've been doing it for 50 years. We've had this policy for 50 years. It has changed nothing. We need to change the policy. Everybody, oh my God, he's so forward-thinking, so progressive. He's such a smart man. Changed nothing. All it did was bring more money into Cuba. They still torture and kill political prisoners, not people who robbed a bank. There's no justice there for the Cuban people. You talk about social medicine. Why do those people go to other countries to get help? I don't understand if it's so great. Have you seen the hospitals? Have you seen the conditions outside the main city? Just crazy. But they all accept that. It's all okay. Obama did the wave at the baseball game with Raul Castro. Remember him? Right? Considered an animal by his own people. Loved to torture and kill people. Slowly. That was okay. That's okay because, Obama was trying to, change the atmosphere. Change the attitude. Right? I mean, Ahmadinejad. That was another one of his favorites. Iran, the people that head up terrorism in the Middle East. Oh, he hung out with them. Love those people. Right? And you're mad at Trump because he said we should try to get along with Russia. Who basically, other than size, is the same thing as Cuba. An elected president, my butt. Basically a dictatorship. Would you agree with that? But he suggests we try to get along with them. And all of a sudden he's a traitor and treasonous and all this other stuff. He does a dust up with China. He's holding China's feet to the fire. Now both Russia and China, admittedly by the Democrats, are a challenge for the U.S., are a problem for the U.S. And as Trump said, which is true, Russia's got one aircraft carrier that has to be towed all over the place because they don't have the money to fix it. And they try to build power by, building alliances. I mean, he got China and Russia. And Trump is pushing back on it. Trump is flexing muscle. And they're having a fit here. I think what it is because they're going to lose their underworld friends, right? They're going to lose their friends that will help him, fix an election. And I agree with some of the pundits and or experts that say that, you know, the thing with China is the reason they're going to push back and wait. They're not sure he can win. Boy, are they going to be surprised next November, aren't they? They better hedge that bet. Because if he's in and they take, you know, they ignore him, they treat him badly, he's not one that forgives easily, as you have seen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Yes, I'm kind of all over the place for the moment. It's just so crazy. It's just so irritating to see this kind of stuff happening. Do you remember? This was producer Tammy's favorite person. Lamont Hill. Remember him? Professori Mark Lamont Hill. He's a political commentator, author, TV personality. He was invited to give a speech at St. Olaf College. During his address, Hill derided President Donald Trump as well as Fox News, called for an end. Ready for this? This, I want you to see, think of something. He's a professor. Come on. Let that sink in. He is teaching your kids. Now, he said nation states and prisons should be abolished. Nation states and prisons should be abolished. Fox News is a collection of radicals, and President Donald Trump is a chaotic manifestation of white supremacist nostalgia. That's according to Mark Lamont Hill. Hill was fired from CNN, remember, in 2018? He made a whole bunch of anti-Semitic remarks. He visited St. Olaf at the invitation of the school's political awareness committee, where he gave a speech musing about various political issues and reminiscent about his time working for Fox News. He'll explain that his activism is working towards the ultimate vision of abolishing both the nation states and prisons, but he acknowledged that these objectives would be a challenge. He urged students to partake in action to support that movement. We've done stories now where some of these students feel that prisons need to go. They need to be abolished because they're monuments to white supremacy. Yeah. Let's not house criminals. Let's allow them to run around. I really wonder if one of these or a group of these kids, what if their houses, you can't say if their parents or their grand, because they wouldn't care about that. What if their stuff was stolen? What if their house was broken into? What if somebody ransacked their house, stole their car? What if somebody emptied out their bank account? See, they live in a utopia because mommy and daddy have been wiping their butts since before they could speak and still do it all the way through adolescence into high school. I've talked to kids who it is very obvious that mommy and daddy do everything for them. And it's amazing to me. They can't even change a tire. Matter of fact, some of them don't even know how to call AAA to change a tire. It's just crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, do me a favor. Head up to the website, right? You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can sign up for our email blast. There's a lot you can do up there. But, you know, really seriously, in all sincerity, we broke the Katie Hill story on this show, and we have got a lot of work to do with it, a lot of legal work in front of us. Help out where you can. Go to therealside.com/CZ Help Joe. Therealside.com/Help Joe. Appreciate your time with me. You've been listening to The Real Side.